This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a cattle rancher out in Rolla, Missouri that we've been talking to the past couple of months. Ken Lennox is his name. He's been working the land out there for a good 40 years or more, probably. And he told us that last summer's drought was the worst he'd ever seen. So we've called him back up today to see what spring has brought. Mr. Lennox, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Yes, sir. It's good to talk to you.
So do me a favor. Look out your window. Tell me what you see. I'm hoping it's some kind of rolling green pasture.
We have green grass, but and it's beautiful to look at, but that's about all the good it does. It's not grown enough yet. We had 20 degrees this morning, and it's not going to grow in 20-degree weather.
Seems to me you can't catch a break. You got drought. You got frost. What are you going to do?
Well, the calendar says it's spring. It just hasn't sprung here yet. We're right on the verge of grass growing, though. I got the fertilizer on. We've had the moisture.
Uh-huh.
The moisture is good. We're running on 7-8 inches already this year, and it's kind of on the sweet spot. Not too much, not too little.
How are the cows, or cattle, I guess you call them?
Oh, they're doing great. The cattle have come through in great shape. We're working one herd after another right now. We've got to give them their shots and get them ready for sale time in June. Mm-hmm. So we've been busy.
Is there a way for you to count, as we sit here talking, how much this drought has cost you from the dry spell to today?
It was probably a little over $100,000, I'd say.
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, yes. Normally I can get through the winter for 500 bales of hay,
mm-hmm.
and it took several times that. And if you figure $50-$60 a bale, which is what they were costing, you know. It's running right now, even today, it's running over $1,000 a day to feed hay.
Wow.
And as soon as the grass gets here, that stops. So, I want grass.
I bet you do. That money's gone, right? You're not going to make that back on the sale of these cattle, however heavy they get.
No, that money's gone. You're exactly right.
So are you set for the spring now? I mean, you just got to wait for the grass to grow and everything's going to be okay then. I mean, you're feeling more relaxed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. My wife and I, we feel good about it. We had the grandkids here for a week in their summer break. So we've had some good times this winter.
Well, good. Good, good. Ken Lennox, he's our cattle rancher out in Rolla, Missouri. Mr. Lennox, thanks a lot for your time.
Could I say hello to friends of mine out in Oilmont, Montana? I'm going to their bull sale.
Now, why do you have to go to Montana to buy bulls?
Well, it'll be in Antioch, Nebraska.
Oh.
But they're good friends of mine, and they have good cattle. And their name's Tom Shack, and I'd just like to say hi to them.
Yeah, of course. Now, what do? You have to probably load them in a truck and get them back to Missouri, right?
Well, they deliver. I wouldn't be going if I had to drag my trailer that far.
All right, Mr. Lennox. Have a good day, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye now.